Long, long ago, after Mother Nature created the world, the trees told stories of her and of her daughter, the Sky Queen. The Sky Queen, said the maples, lives up in the heavens. Her face is as pale as the moon at night.
Yes, said the oaks, and her cape flows out behind her like the starry sky.
We hear, said the aspens, that she rides upon a chariot made of comet fire. But the trees had never met the Sky Queen, and after time had passed, they found it hard to remember her, hard to remember what Mother Nature looked like. This was also back in the day when there was little difference between spruce and maple, between oak and pine. For every tree in the forest stayed green all winter long. Every tree had broad, flat, soft leaves. When the snows fell, they piled themselves high up on the shelf-like branches, and all through the forest there was white upon the green. But one spring, the maples heard a rumor from the wind that the Sky Queen was coming to visit them. The Sky Queen, they said to the oaks, the Sky Queen is coming, Mother Nature's daughter. What shall we do?
We must give her a gift, said the oaks, if she is Mother Nature's daughter.
But what? They thought, and at last the maples cried out, seeds! We will give her seeds! And they released their helicopter seeds.
We shall give her acorns, said the oaks. They shook their gnarled branches so that acorns rained down on the ground below like the sound of 1,000 drums.
All of the trees were excited. We shall sing, said the aspen and poplar. They wrestled their leaves against one another, and they sang a thin, whispery, papery song.
If you shall sing, then we shall dance, said the willows.
They swayed their shaggy tendrils back and forth in their strange dance. Every plant, every bush, every shrub thought of what gift they could give to the Sky Queen to thank her for her visit. Spring turned into summer. Summer lengthened. And some of the trees began to wonder when the Sky Queen would come. Some of them wondered if she would come at all.
Of course she will come, said the maples. How can we know what the Sky Queen is doing up there, so far away from us? Of course she will come, and they practiced and practiced every day, presenting their gift to the Sky Queen. So did the oaks. But the spruces and the pines and the firs, they grumbled to one another.
The spruces said, Sky Queen, Sky Queen, this is simply a story that came on the wind, and how can the wind that changes its ways be trusted? Have we ever seen the Sky Queen? Have we ever seen Mother Nature?
The spruce and the fir and the pine spoke to the tamarack, and the tamarack spoke to the willows spoke to the aspen, and the aspens stopped their singing. The willows stopped their dancing.
Dance, said the maples.
Sing, said the oaks.
But summer turned into fall. Fall lengthened, and the trees waited in silence for the snow. And then, at last, when they thought she would never come, early one morning before the sun had risen, the maples cried out, Look, the Sky Queen! It could be no other. There she was, standing upon her chariot of comet fire, with her cloak of starry night sky flowing back behind her. Her face, as pale as the moon, could be seen clearly from far below, and her eyes were brighter than any stars. She was terrible, and she was beautiful. She landed in the center of the forest, and the trees rustled their leaves. Greetings, she said. Greetings from my mother, from Mother Nature. You have heard that I was coming, and I have heard that you have prepared gifts for me. Maples, what gifts have you prepared? The maples shook themselves, and at last, with confidence, they released a flurry of seeds. They fluttered around the Sky Queen as some sort of brilliant confetti. When at last the air was still again, the Sky Queen was smiling. Good, she said. I thank you. I am well pleased with you.
Oaks, what gift did you prepare when you heard that I was coming, when you heard who my mother is?
This is our gift, said the oaks. They spread their branches wide and they shook them so that the earth
thundered below with the sound of 1,000,000 acorns. When at last it was silent, the Sky Queen smiled. "Good. I am well pleased with you." She turned to the aspen and poplar, "And what gift do you have for me in honor of my mother?" The aspen and poplar shook with nervousness, but they rustled their leaves against one another, and they sang their thin, papery song. The willows swayed their shaggy limbs clumsily. And when they had finished, a frost had formed on the ground just around the Sky Queen's feet. "Good," she said. "Thank you." She went from tree to tree until at last the only ones left were the spruce and the pine, the fir and the tamarack. "When you heard that I was coming and who my mother is, what gift did you prepare for me?" The trees were silent. "Spruces," she said. "Pines, tell me, when you heard that I was coming to visit, what gift did you prepare for me?" But the trees said nothing. "Tamarack, fir, when you heard that I was coming, what gift did you prepare for me?" At last, in despair, the little tamarack spoke up. "Sky Queen," it said, "we didn't believe that you would come." The Sky Queen's eyes had turned cold now, and the stars that glittered within them seemed very far away. The frost had spread all around her and turned the forest floor white. "I see," she said. "Well, I have brought gifts for you, gifts from my mother. Maples, in thanks for your generosity, I give this to you." She raised her hands, and from her fingertips seemed to come a light, a fire, a brilliance, and suddenly the maples gasped, Oh, Sky Queen, what is it?" And before their very eyes, their leaves, so soft and broad and green, began to glow. They flushed crimson and vermilion, scarlet. All through the forest, red color exploded against the green. "Oak," said the Sky Queen, "this is my gift for you." And the oaks, too, cried out with their deep voices. They shook their branches, and their leaves turned from green to deep russets and rusty browns, beautiful deep oranges. "Thank you, Sky Queen," they said. Aspen, poplar, willow. And she turned them from green to the subtlest shades of pale gold. Soon the forest was a wash of brilliant colors. And she turned at last to the spruce and the pine, the fir and the tamarack. "Trees," she said, "you did not believe that I would come. But still I have a gift for you, though you may not find it a gift at first." She lifted her fingers, but no light emerged. Instead, the trees, the spruces, gasped and they cried out, "Sky Queen, Sky Queen, what is this?" And their leaves that had been so broad, so soft and delicate, shrank into themselves. They turned sharp and pointed as the spruces' thoughts. They looked at the pines and the fir and the tamarack, and all of them now were covered in needles. But to the tamarack, the Sky Queen said, "For your honesty, I have a second gift." "Oh," said the tamarack, and it turned a beautiful ochre. "You may sleep with the other trees, but the rest of you," she said, "the rest of you are from now on evergreens, and you will be the guardians. You will stay awake through the long winter. You will tell the other trees when at last it is time to awaken. You will wait for my return." She climbed back into her chariot, and with a flash of light, she was gone up into the sky again with her cape trailing behind her. A wind followed, and it blew from the maples and the oaks all of the leaves until there were bare limbs in the forests. Then the snow came thick and fast, and only the spruce, the pine, and the fir saw it. They waded through that first cold winter, and it seemed colder than winter had ever been before. But one day, the sun rose higher, the snow began to melt, and they whispered, "Trees, trees, wake up." They saw for the very first time the buds form on the branches and then burst open into palest green, tiniest leaves. This is how it has been ever since. And at first it did not seem like a gift to the evergreens. But year after year, they have stood watch as the others slept, Year after year, they have waited and remembered. And every spring they awaken the other trees. Wake up, they say, wake up. It is the evergreens who tell them the story of the Sky Queen. It is the evergreens who welcome them back.